عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take an oath in that Zat in whose hands my nafs is, my life is. In other words, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all our lives are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the expression Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I take an oath in that being in which, in whose hand is my life. لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, that none of you will enter Jannah until you believe. Believe here means until you being, you be a true believer. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا, and you're not a true believer until you love one another. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave a prescription. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. This prescription is such that if you practice upon it, it will create love amongst yourself. And what is the prescription? أفشو السلام بينكم. Make salam something very frequent, something very common amongst you. We mentioned also that salam should be made properly, not just putting salams when a person is typing or when a person is saying it. Say the proper words of salam. The more words of salam the person uses, the better it is. Till barakatuh. So you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So these are the words of salam. A person should try and use the full salam. What is a person can make Assalamu alaikum, he'll get sawab. But he adds wa rahmatullah, he gets more sawab, and he adds the word wa barakatuh, he gets even more sawab. So a person wants to get the most sawab that he can get, then he should add and make the full salam, number one. Number two is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, al-badi'u bisalami bari'u min al-kibr. That person who starts off the salam, this person is free of pride. So therefore you would find sahaba, they would try and compete with each other, who can start off with that salam to get the benefits of this hadith. That the person who starts the salam off, he is free from pride. The person who is proud person, he doesn't want to go and greet. He feels it below his dignity, that why should I greet this person? Why should I greet that person? I'm such a high person, I don't need to greet the low people. So he has this in his heart. So therefore a person who starts the salam off, there's a sign that this person doesn't have pride in his heart. Anyway, the other hadith we had yesterday, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna rajulan zara akhallahu fi qaryatin ukhra. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once there was a man who went to visit his brother in another town. So he was going, and en route, fa'arsalallahu ala madrajatihi malak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put an angel en route, and the job of this angel was just to test him out. So what this angel did, was it asked him, he said, you are going en route, you are going to this town, what are you going for? He said, I'm going to visit a brother. Why does he, did he do any favor to you that you're going to repay the favor? Because remember something, somebody is good to you, somebody is kind to you, then it's easy to be kind to him. But when somebody hasn't done any favor to you, now that going of yours, that meeting of yours, there is extra sincerity in it, because you are doing it not as a repayment of favor or to hope for another favor from this person, but genuinely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, no, he has done no favor for me, except that I'm doing it out of the love of my brother. So then this angel replies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah qad ahabbaka, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, kama ahbabtahu fihi, like how you love this brother for Allah ta'ala's sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves you. Imagine what a beautiful fazilat for visiting somebody, for meeting somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنه قال في الأنصار. Hazrat Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned with regards to the Ansar. Ansar are those people of Medina Sharif that had received Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and just besides receiving him, they welcomed them to such an extent that they treated them better than a person treats his own blood brother. That they were prepared to divorce their wives. You choose which one you want, I will divorce her, you can marry her. Half my wealth is for you. You choose which half you want. The ayat of the Quran, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلُوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They would give preference to the others, even though themselves they were in need. The incident of the Sahabi who took the guest home, there was no food. But he made a plan with his wife, they put the lights off and we'll act like we're eating. We got no food at home, but whatever little we had for the children, we'll give it to this person, this guest of ours. He's a guest of ours, we'll give it to him. So the Quran mentioned, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to others, وَلُوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, even though they were in need. So anyway, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is speaking with regards to these Ansar, the people that had received the Muhajirin. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن. Only a believer, only a true believer will have love for them. ولا يغبضهم إلا منافق. Only a منافق, only a hypocrite will have some type of enmity for them. So if a person has enmity for the Ansar, this is a sign that this person is a hypocrite. من أحبهم أحبه الله. Who loves the Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله. Whoever dislikes, whoever hates them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates those people. Imagine how much of appreciation, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that nusrat and that help that they made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kindness that they had shown. Allah Pak is saying this, Nabi alayhi wa sallam is saying that those people that love the Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. Those people that hate them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself also hates them. One more hadith for today. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, قال الله تعالى المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يخبطهم النبيون والشهداء رواه الترمذي. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه said that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that those people that love one another, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will say that those people سبحانه وتعالى will say on the day of Qiyamah, al-mutahabbuna fi jalali, those people that love one another for my sake, for them will be pulpits of nur. Members, like how we have members in the masjid, but the members on that day will be something else. Allah Pak will give these people members of nur to sit on. Beautiful, illuminated nurs, pulpits of nur. يَخْبِتُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. This pulpits of nur that they'll be sitting on will be so beautiful that even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will envy these people, and the shuhada, those people that had given their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will envy them that what a lofty status they had given and what they had done. They had loved one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of having love for one another. In Islam, this is such a, as we can see from these hadiths, that it's such a great thing to have love for one another. It's not a small thing. And to have enmity and to have hatred, this is not part of our teaching of Islam. Yes, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times we will dislike somebody, we will dislike something. But the general practice amongst the believers is that they love one another. And this is what Allah Pak is willing to give a person. Imagine that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the shuhada, etc., as an expression it is used here, that they will also envy these people, that what a great rank they had got, just because they had love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today after Asr is the program, the ladies will be at 276 at my place. We should try and encourage whoever we can, and the men will be in the masjid from Maghrib till, from Asr till Maghrib inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.